The following is a paid program. Information on the program is intended solely to further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio 1020 KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and the shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, News Radio 1020 KDKA.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen, as we welcome you with the sounds of Barry White in the background. It happens to be her theme song because it's all about love and losing love and finding love again and hoping that you don't make the same mistakes that you made before. She can right the ship. She is divorce reality expert Nan Cohen. You can find out more at divorcerealityexpert.com. It is all about helping you heal. And on today's program, as we are live at the beautiful convention center, of course, this is the Duquesne Light Pittsburgh Home and Garden Show. I would like those of you who are in the throngs of going through a divorce right now to pick up the phone and call and talk to Nan, just to understand that there will be a light at the end of that tunnel and you will be able to move forward and find life to be as good, if not better, on the other side. But right now, a lot of you are dealing with that cut, that scar, that bleeding of the heart and soul going through a divorce. So we would like you to call us at 861-391-1020, 861-391-1020. And Nan, as we welcome you back to KDKA, it really is, if not the toughest time in your life, I don't know what is, other than maybe losing a spouse or a child, God forbid. But divorce cuts deep, it cuts hard, and the scar is one that will last a very long time unless you reach out and find someone with your services. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm so glad we're down here at the home show, because you know what I always have to say about a home.
Yeah,
right?
Mel, is your husband. Bye.
Wait a minute. I say a house is a house, but a home is where you make it.
Nice.
Like that?
It's
the truth.
I'll use that.
Okay. You going to borrow that?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Next hour on the Home Improvement Show.
You know, I was thinking to myself, I've been blessed. The KDK listeners, they've been emailing me, and I get this all the time. It's actually you on the phone? I'm like, it's only one of me. You got stuck with me. You asked a question. We're going to get you the answer. We have been really welcomed by the KDK listeners, so I'm glad I'm here to help. You know, divorce isn't easy.
It's tough.
Tough. Okay. Let me tell you, I want to get into a subject that I was on the air last week with Robert Mangino, and he came at me with, is it too easy to get divorced? Okay.
Good question.
Well, we got into that, and I got an ear beating afterwards, and I'm going to tell you how it happened. It's a twofold question for me. Is it too easy to get divorced? Between the divorcing couple, it could be, it could not be. You know, you're in that ship. You have to decide whether that's where you're going to want to go.
Mm-hmm.
Robert took it to another phase, and he wanted to know, is it too easy to get divorced? Like, should we be held accountable to somebody other than ourselves? Meaning, should we take a class? Do we have to do something with the government involved in before you say, mm-hmm. let's get divorced?
Right.
So I said, no, I don't want them in there. I want to be in control of this boat, that's for sure. So the conversation took an interesting turn as how attorneys seem to hold the divorce up, okay? Well,
the old argument is to make more money.
Okay, so we...
That's the argument. I'm not saying I believe it, but that's the argument.
That was the argument that everybody wanted to hand. They all had a story to tell me about their attorney. So I'm going to go on the record one more time and say, this is not about the attorney. You and your ex-to-be that are divorcing are
went
in,
to them.
You both are in control of what your attorneys do. And the attorneys are there simply to give you the guidance. But if you decide to keep the fight going, and he gave us a scenario, okay, I got a letter, I had to go meet the attorney for 15 minutes, he had to explain it to me, I had to make a decision, you know, and it all costs money. But that's not the attorney's fault.
Mm-mm.
Is
it? That's why they went to college.
Okay?
Right.
So if you can be reasonable with your ex and really understand what you're getting into and what you're really ending up with a contention, where the bone is, where you want to pick the fights, that's what ends up costing you money. And then my point is, to what extent do you keep the fight going, right?
Depends on how long you want to stoke the fire.
But in the meantime,
you control your own destiny.
You do. And the attorneys are not there to keep racking up your bills. You know, we say in the beginning of a divorce, the attorneys get dumped with a lot of emotional baggage. Yep, those attorney bills are high. If you want to call them for every time something, you know, somebody said, should I pay the electric bill? If you have to call your attorney and ask them if you should pay your electric bill.
You're going to pay two bills.
Well, but they don't get that. And they need to talk to the attorney right now. Yeah, you know, let's not look at the fact they tell me, oh, the attorney didn't call me back. Well, and do you think you're the only client that attorney is working with? And I always say, listen, if you get to be where you need that attorney for your day in court, you're going to want the same attention from that attorney
right.
as everybody else going into court.
All right, again, 861-391-1020. That's toll-free no matter where you're at, whatever the area code. Call us. If you're going through this right now and you just need to find a way to make the muddy water a little bit more visible, call us. It is Nan Cohen, DivorceRealityExpert.com. Pittsburgh works. She's here until 10 o'clock. All of our lines are available. Feel free to call us. 861-391-1020. It's 13 after 9. We'll be right back.
KDKA is your station for severe weather information. We're the voice of Pittsburgh. News Radio 1020, KDKA. These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA.
6-391-1020, 866-391-1020 is the number to dial. It's toll free. Talking to those of you who are in the middle of a divorce. Hey, time to climb out of that rut and get into the game with Nan Cohen, DivorceRealityExpert.com. This is Pittsburgh Works. Again, 866-391-1020. Let's go to Denora and talk to Rod. Hello, Rod. You're on KDKA.
Hi, Rod.
I'd like to ask your guest, I got a two-part question. One, I have custody of the child. The court gave it to me, and the person is delinquent in child support, and they ordered her to pay, and they put her on probation. I had mercy on her because I didn't want to see my son's mother go to jail, and she has to pay it. Well, she went. It was in Washington County that they ordered her to pay, or else she would go to jail. And I said, well, give her like one more month, and they put her on probation. She went to Westmoreland County the same day and filed to try to have established child support. How can she do that? Now, my lawyer is trying to fight to block that because there's a hearing coming up because they said in Westmoreland County, well, we have to hear everything. And my second part is, she ran off with the child 2 years ago, and that's why I have custody of the child, because the courts gave me that, because she ran off with him. She just asked me, could she take him to New York? And I'm very hesitant about that. I want to ask your thought on that, please.
The first is the child support. I guess she's trying to angle it so she can protect herself there. That's more of a legal thing. I don't have somebody sitting with me here down here today at the home show on the legal, but Rod, I will ask you to give us a call. Contact me through the website, and we'll get you the information that you need on that. Part two is as far as she wants to take the child to where?
Westmoreland County.
No, out of New York, out of the state.
Oh, yeah.
Out of the state.
Right. He's gone.
We lost him.
She's now in Westmoreland County, but you're right. She wanted to take the child out of the state.
Out of the state. You know, and the part to that is he'd have to agree, I'm almost sure. But that would also go into the legal realm there.
But isn't this another example? By the way, the number to talk to Nan is 866-391-1020. Isn't that another example? And with all due respect, I know when children are involved, what that entails and how emotions can get heated, and sometimes kids get used as a pawn and nobody feels as though they're paying the correct amount. They always think it should be less, especially if you're the one paying. But isn't it really the best advice, what you said earlier in the program, to approach it, to try to become friends with your soon-to-be or ex-spouse to save yourself all of this grief? Because in the long run, all of these battles do nothing more than separate their children from their biological parents.
And that should be the priority. If you have children involved in this, the longer this goes on, the back and forth, the fighting, the arguing, you're not hiding the children from it. It reflects off of you.
Right.
You know, when you get that letter in the mail and you're standing there reading and the kids come home off the bus, you're trying to make them dinner, you're trying to get them out the door, they know when things are going on. So we're not really protecting them. And the highest stake in the problems is the children in this divorce situation. We're talking before the break about what we're spending on attorneys, and everybody has a bone to pick because they got to pay an attorney bill, but yet you won't just settle it up. In the big picture, listen, divorce isn't, there's no perfect divorce. Somebody says, I had a perfect, no, you didn't, because perfectly,
you wouldn't be divorced, right?
But we have to make it work, and the stakes are too high for children today when the parents are involved in these bitter battles. And cost effective, you know, you're looking at college for children. Have you taken a look at that? Your little ones are young. Your oldest was, you know, it's not cheap.
Yeah, it's called life insurance.
Well,
no, because honestly, when you think about the escalating price of everything, Nan, no matter how much you cross the T's, dot the I's, there's always that and then the unexpected.
Right. And the biggest problem we hear is the ex doesn't understand. You know, you both should understand having a child and expenses. Listen, they get into expensive sports in school today. That, you know, caught the
surveys say $250,000 from birth to the year 18 is what you're going to spend. That's not even college education.
Correct. And, you know, it's funny, when my argument for child support isn't sometimes reality. You've got an infant, you've got formula, and you've got diapers. Child support is there to help you. It's not there to take care of everything.
Well, let me just ask you this. In your professional opinion, I'm not smart enough, nor do I know enough about it. I have friends that could answer this that are legal professionals, but do you believe the current system is fair?
The current system as far as what? As what you're getting for support?
Right.
I lived it. No, it's not. I don't think it's fair.
So do you think
Personally,
people are being slighted more than they are being overcompensated?
Because you want to take an intact family and how you had your living arrangements and what you paid for and how you did. You made it work as a whole unit, correct? All of a sudden, we're not a whole unit, and you're getting half the money. We've got two homes to keep going now. Children have to go back and forth to two homes. The expenses, I think, increase greatly, and you're still trying to make it on the support. I don't see. And it's nobody else's responsibility to take care of your children except for who?
You.
You. You. You know, a lot of times I hear, I give my ex blank numbers of dollars every month. What does he or she do with it? That's not your concern anymore. You're not there to micromanage. You can't micromanage what you're paying for.
A court of law has decided that you have no right. And really,
you're not the primary caregiver, you know. You don't know. It's not a black and white. Children are not black and white when it comes to expenses. I've just gone through this with you. God forbid, let's say an illness comes up. All of a sudden, we have additional things as far as prescriptions,
medical
maybe
expenses.
Whatever it is. You can't control that, nor can you control when a child develops, somewhere to go, and maybe they want to become active in theater or a sport, perhaps. You want to feed that child. You want to let that child grow and develop into what character and future that child wants to have. What are you going to say? No, you can't. You can't do it because your dad or your mom won't give me any more child support. Oh, wake up.
866-391-1020. I'm just going to plead the fifth. Step down, please? Because you and I, one thing I do disagree with you, and if I have one more person say to me, you're not losing your kids. Everything is going to be okay. I'm sorry, when you do disband a marriage, no matter how hard you try, you never have your children the way you did. And that's okay, but I think more people need to understand that you don't have your kids as you do when you're under the same roof. Correct?
I'm going to still disagree with you on it because
you wake up.
No, I'm up all the time.
You know I love you, but you're wrong.
You know, it's interesting. When you really take the time and you get to work with one-on-one with somebody and really develop, I ask a real small question. I'll be in a, you know, somebody be beating on me. You know, Nan, they're trying so hard to make me understand of what this argument
okay,
is.
Okay, hold that thought. I got to take a break.
Oh, okay.
Because without this, we don't have your show. We need your show to help people out there. If you want to talk about child custody, support, going through a divorce, 866-391-1020. We're at the Pittsburgh Home and Garden Show presented by the good people at Duquesne Light at the Convention Center. It's coming up on 9:26. We'll be back.
The mayor under fire.
Dropping my bid for re-election.
The recent events surrounding police
and the many nasty and vicious allegations that have been levied against me.
Many will speculate about my motives
and will conclude the investigation.
Hold on, stop. Stop. How about manning up?
I'm actually shocked with Mayor Luke at the casino gambling away our
money. How about he got drunk on Friday night at the Rochester until 2 in the morning?
We paid for it.
We're following the stories.
Don't you want to try to be great?
Nah, let's go golfing.
You're talking about them.
Your city, your station, KDKA.
All right, listen, what we're going to do before we get back to finish our thought with Nan, talking custody issues and support issues, and we've got a full phone bank. I want to remind everyone that we're at the Pittsburgh Home and Garden Show presented by Duquesne Light. Our weekend magazine is live today on KDKA. I want to thank John DeSantis and all the good people here at the Convention Center. We're going to get back to your calls at 866-391-1020. And don't forget Dollar Bank Instant Access as well. Right now, though, it's 9:30. A quick look at the headlines with Keith James, and then we're right back.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA.
All right, we are back at the home show, David L. Lawrence Convention Center, presented by Duquesne Light, divorce reality expert. The one and only Nan Cohen is here. By the way, you can find out more at divorcerealityexpert.com. Okay, finish your thought. We were talking about custody and support, or the lack thereof support.
I'm going to take it to, you definitely need to work out. I remind clients all the time of really what's important. And like I said before we went to the break, all of a sudden somebody's going to try to convince me of their point and how right they are, how this, that, and the other. And we'll spend a half an hour on this, and I'll stop them dead on the tracks, and I'll say, tell me about the field trip you took your son or your daughter on in the fifth grade. And the blank stare, I'm like, that's what's important, because you can't go back and redo that. If you miss it, over.
Nan,
did you miss the next one?
Nan,
the next.
I understand all that.
Those are the big picture.
But without a paycheck, you can't go anywhere. And work doesn't stop once you get divorced.
Listen, who agreed to have children? And you don't tell me the children happen by mistake. If that's what happens to you, you've got to solve the problem.
But here's the other aspect of that. The other aspect is, when you try to become a weekend parent, because this happens to men and women both, where they feel as though they're being forced, you don't have that spontaneity with your child, and it just really makes everyone uncomfortable. Look, it takes a long time to get where you need to be, but you can get there if, this is my opinion, and I've been very lucky, starting off on the right foot. And you know I'm right. If you two can get together before all of this other madness starts.
That's what's important.
Okay.
There you go. If you choose to be the weekend parent, then you have to deal with those consequences. No one says you have to be a weekend parent. You can modify any support order. You can make it work with your spouse. The ex, you are in control of this. And when two adults want to act like adults and realize they have to do this for the child, the children involved, then you'll have success.
This is where I give credit.
You still don't have to like the ex-spouse. I'm going to
get over that, too. Most people within 10 years, they can't remember why they got divorced. Am I right?
That's exactly right.
All
the
right.
Further you're out, the clearer the picture becomes.
All right, now... How clear? All right, listen, to the legal profession out there, when you have great judges, and I know many, including like a Judge Michael Marmo and attorneys out there, if they can kind of set the stage right and help you through their professional expertise and using someone like you who is a buffer, I would rather pay the money then as opposed to go through all the grief later, because all the money in the world doesn't make up for the grief.
Well, now the light bulb went off. Now the light bulb went off. And when you go in with attitude.
Wait. It's a Duquesne light bulb, by the way.
I see that.
All right.
I see that.
And
when you are willing to understand, listen, the child in the support issue of children, they really don't want a divorce. They would, in their perfect world, they'd like it all to happen and you'd have parents staying together, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. That's not going to happen, correct? Listen. I make sure divorce has to happen when I meet with somebody. I want to make sure. I have a case going on now where she's put the divorce on hold. She's starting to reevaluate. Really, why
I know people that won't sign off, so it's drug on through the court systems for 2 years.
And those are the ones that are complaining to me about attorney's bills and what the attorney charges.
Don't blame the attorney.
I'm telling you, I stick up for them. I went out on the line and got sacked time and time
look,
again.
Look, his phone bank is loaded. Listen, they need more people like you because you can be that buffer. You have an ability to cut through all of the craziness. That's just what you do.
And then I want to tell you, I had a KDK caller that emailed me. We finally talked, and he said to me, this hour I've spoken to you has taken me further than I would have ever anticipated. And he had some directional motivation to get himself going, get it corrected, realize they do have a daughter they have to solve some problems with. When I hear stuff like that, I know I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Find out more at DivorceRealityExpert.com. Now, let's get to some of these calls. It's 9:36 in the morning. Here's Karen in Wilkins on KDKA's
Hi, Karen.
Pittsburgh Works.
I believe
Hi,
you're
Karen.
I'm Sharon. I'm sorry.
Yes, go ahead, please.
Hi. I just went through a divorce in December. I'm going to start the story. My ex-husband is believed to be a prescription drug addict. My son, who is 12, and I had to move in with my mom in 2011 in August. We had no heat, no electric. Our house is in foreclosure, pre-foreclosure. The house is in my husband's name, and we were married when he bought it, and we are trying to get back home, but the mortgage company will not let me talk to them because it's in my husband's name. My husband has supervised custody of my son, which is only on Saturday from 10 to 9, and he hasn't seen him since November. I was paying $500 a month spousal support with no child support. I work as a nanny, and it has been brutal. For my son as well as for me, and I know the children are first. And if I didn't have Jesus and my walking mostly every day and frozen peppermint patties, I would not be where I am today. I was wondering if there's any help out there for single moms. That's my question.
There are. There are. And kudos for you. You know, Karen, you have to just decide, you know, what is important, getting back into that house or maybe making a new home somewhere else. You know, issues are just dealt to you through a divorce. I get it. There are places to go, people to meet with. And, you know, these things you're going to see. I would flash forward with you, you know, 6 months, a year later, and we look back and we'll reminisce and we'll see really what was important and how you got where you're heading. And I think that that's the thing you need to remember. Karen, I'm going to ask you to go. Give me a call at the office or check me out on the web. Send me an email.
Here's her phone number. Can you write this down?
I can.
It's 412.
Okay.
996.
Okay.
3466.
Okay.
Karen, we're going to get you out a book as well, one of my Dealing with Divorce Reality Revealed. And I look forward to talking to you. We're going to get you going, okay?
All right. Thank you for the call. Let's welcome your special guest for a few minutes before our next break because she's about as sweet as they come.
She is. And I have to bring her on because without Dorothy's Candies and a couple other of my sponsors, I wouldn't be on the air all these years. Going.
Who cued the music? That's not me.
I don't know where that came from.
That's got to be Dorothy.
But like I said, it was probably her cell phone. Like I said, without people believing in what I've been doing and all their support, I wouldn't be here. So without further ado, Marty Gestell from Dorothy's Candies. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you today, Nan?
We're doing good.
Good.
We're down here at the home show.
No samples.
No samples. I let them all down. I got the girls looking at me. They would have liked it. So
we'll have to remember
good
to
we'll
do
make
better
good.
Next year. But
we'll make good before
sampling, and it's just a fun day.
Well, Rob was just looking here at the KDKA table at the booth.
Yeah.
He's laughing.
Listen, there's nothing like a piece of candy to straighten your life out. I'm telling you.
There's nothing like Dorothy's chocolates. Handmade, handcrafted Swiss chocolates. High in cocoa content, lower in sugar, so it's creamy, rich. You can't do it any other way but handmade. So that's why they're really, really special. Not just your run-of-the-mill candy, I assure you.
Hey, did you know, Rob, Easter's coming really quick this year?
Yes, it is. It's early this year.
Around the corner.
Here comes that Peter Cottontail.
And we're going to have some fruit and nut eggs, right?
Right. Fruit and nut eggs are one of Dorothy's traditional treats. We actually build them and not mix them. So it's actually a layer of fruit, layer of nuts, a layer of fruit, layer of nuts. So it's unbelievably delicious, and it's all kind of held together with our own very special creamy center that we make. But unlike other fruit and nut eggs you'll get where there's a little chip of something here and a little chip of something there, this is loaded with fruit and nuts, and it's just scrumptious. And, of course, overall is our crisp, creamy Swiss chocolates that when you bite into, you hear it snap. It's just gorgeous. And, you know, tomorrow actually begins the official Easter season. You know how I know?
Because I know there's an open house tomorrow.
There's an open house tomorrow. Our egg extravaganza starts on Route 48 near Lincoln Way at Dorothy's Candies. You can't miss us. We're a long pink building, but it faces the side of Lincoln Way. And we have a 10% discount on your total order. We have all kinds of free goodies and free treats. And it is, and lots of giveaways. So we'll have a raffle and various little surprises throughout the day. It is just a gas. And you get to get everything because later in the season, every once in a while, we might run out of something fast as we try to work.
You know, let me just say this. That's a sign of, you know, that you've grown up. When I was a kid, my parents would always eat fruit and nut eggs. And I would be like, oh, you got to be kidding me. Now, that's my all-time favorite. And just you describing that delicious stuff, Marty, I definitely can't wait for that slice of fruit and nut egg.
Okay, I'm going to slice you.
With the fruit and nut egg.
For sure, nut egg. That's
promises, promises.
That was a hint, Marty. Phenomenal. That's a hint. I'll have it. I will definitely get some over to KDKA. The phone number, 412-678-2723. It's 412-678-2723. Marty, good luck tomorrow at the open house, and we will be talking all Easter treats.
Oh, and on the web, too, at dorothyscandies.com.
You got it.
Okay.
She's not shy. She can promote. I like her.
Oh, I love
her. You know, there's something, and I'm not going to get into any competition or any of the other names, but there's really something special about candy people that have companies that have been in their family for generations, and they go to work every day, and they make these sweet treats and, you know, the seasonal calendar.
There's
and
something about
cool.
Pittsburgh candy people. That's
you're right.
I like that. It's Pittsburgh.
You're right.
Okay.
That was much better.
All right.
All right, 943-866-391-1020. We've got Rob and Brenda. We'll get to you in a moment. A couple of lines available as well if you'd like to talk to Nan. It's Nan Cohen, DivorceRealityExpert.com. This is Pittsburgh Works.
Pittsburgh wakes up with the KDKA Morning News.
It was an interesting display and a lot of interrupting going on.
Well, here's what I want to know. There's somebody to verify independently what they are saying is either accurate or inaccurate.
Larry Richard and John Shumway. Weekdays 5 to 9, KDKA. These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA.
John and Maggie Schmutzer are here. Coming up next hour, Metropolitan Windows on the True Value Home Improvement Show. And as you heard moments ago over the PA system, if you are listening online here in this beautiful convention center, and many people are, Mr. DeSantis has introduced that the show will open to the public coming up at 10 o'clock this morning. We're going to get to the phones again. Pittsburgh Works, DivorceRealityExpert.com. It is Nan Cohen, and it's time to say a hi to Brenda, calling today from Center Township. Hello, Brenda. You're on KDKA's Pittsburgh Works with Nan Cohen.
Hi, Brenda.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
I'm just calling. First, I want to thank you for the interesting talk show today. But and it sounds like you're sort of talking about my situation, especially the part about the husband always wondering what you do with this very minimal child support that you received from him. But I do have a question. My daughter just turned 19 in November. And, of course, the child support is stopped now. He has been pretty much estranged from my daughter. He's an alcoholic and lives with another woman. And basically over the several years, especially during her high school years, he was very, like, just not there. Like, he didn't, I don't even think they were ever seeing each other, hardly. And, you know, no birthday cards or this or that or Christmas or anything like that. And it caused my daughter a lot of depression and anxiety. Well, what has happened now is that she was on his health insurance, And, you know, with that law, he could have kept her on at least through college. I mean, until she was 26, it is actually, I guess, the law. But naturally, he kicked her off. And
okay.
He also told her, he goes, I'm absolutely, and I won't even say the language he
okay.
used, but
yeah,
I'm
that's
supporting
fine.
You.
That's fine.
My daughter now is without health insurance, and she's not working. She's about to start a little part-time job, but her, you know, goals are to finish through college, you know. Does that law lend to any that you kind of have to keep her on if she's a young adult and meets all the qualifications?
No. Same situation with me. My ex kicked my daughter off, too. Never covered her a day through. He could have, but he didn't. And you know what? I have to say, at some point, we're not going to worry what he can and can't do. She's of age.
Yeah.
It seemed like you've got your head on there. You know what you got to do. And you can make this work. Somehow, some way, she can get some coverage. You got to not worry what he could have, should have, would have. And we can't make it right.
That's old news now.
He has to look in the mirror. He's going to have to answer to himself. And your daughter will be all the better for it. So
right.
I would ask you to give me a call. Send me an email at divorcerealityexpert.com. Tag me that you know we talked on the air, and I'll get you some information. We'll get it resolved.
Oh, thank you. And what's your phone
okay.
number up there? What's your number up there?
It is 412-966-3466.
Okay. All right. Thank you. So
it's a
much,
new day,
really.
Brenda. Let's go. Let's move on with that. Okay.
There you go.
Is there ever?
All righty.
Has there ever been anyone who has said, "I'm satisfied with what I'm getting"?
Yes. Yes.
When we get
involved in the cases when we have people that want to be reasonable about it, and understand that being reasonable doesn't mean you still have to, you know, want to hate and be hatred. You don't have to.
It all comes down to this. I think
it
the majority
works.
Of people, it's like a roller coaster at Kennywood, okay?
Right.
You're up sometimes, you're down sometimes. It all comes down to, why doesn't that person love me anymore? What did I do wrong? And I think people hold on to that for so long, they can't let it go. And that's why we have all these problems.
Here comes a reality for you.
Someone got over on me or vice versa.
Here goes my reality to you. Go open the obituaries up, read the paper, and see how many young people are dying over this. Life is too short. You see somebody
I agree.
42, 45,
but I'm stating a fact. People
70.
Can't get over it.
Then, you know what? Then you can wallow by yourself, but don't destroy the children that are in.
I have friends who got upset that the head cheerleader dumped them 30 years ago. They can't get over it. That's the human spirit. It'll never change.
But once you're willing to have somebody work with you and show you what is out there for you, and you're not
not
in the boat alone. There are other people with you. You get involved. We open up other doors. Life will move on. And when I remind you where you said to me, I'm never going to find somebody. I'm never going to do this. I'm never going to get married. When I say to you, the day I get the wedding invitation, you say to me, you're getting remarried. You found somebody. Maybe you don't have to get remarried. You're in a committed relationship. Boy, do I have my aha moment.
Does everybody say, I'm never again?
Oh, yeah. Hear it all the time. It's repeatedly in the beginning.
How long normally does it take before it never becomes reality?
Everybody sets their own pace. I don't care if it takes you 2 months. I'd rather have you ready.
2 months?
2 months. 2 months. Listen, their marriage was over 20 years
the
ago.
The U-Haul hasn't even got back to the garage. Are you kidding me? Two months.
But the marriage has been over for 20 years. And when they realize that it's been over, it doesn't take that long after to move on. They've been living separate lives up to today. So it's already been over. Maybe they just need to see that. Hmm. And then you're ready to open up the doors and let's get it going.
Have you ever said to someone, maybe you shouldn't get divorced?
Absolutely. We should talk about that on the show.
We could do that
next
time.
All right.
All right, listen, I got to take our final break, but it really has been a joy to have you here today. And what is it that you like about the home show, Nan Cohen?
I like what I said to you earlier. You know, I walk down here. There's new beginnings in here. And I'd like to see, I have some people in mind that I'd like to just stroll through this home show and say to them, you know, this is all yours for the taking. What are we fighting for? What are we really after? A home is where you make it. A house is just a house, brick and mortar.
It's 9:55. Back to wrap up Pittsburgh Works with Nan Cohen, divorce reality expert, in just a moment.
These are the stories.
Explaining his decision to step down, Pope Benedict said that loving the church means... The newly merged airline is not expected to keep two flight operations centers.
This is the station.
This all relates back to a police credit union account, which is now under FBI investigation. Lamb said yesterday that
The government says budget cuts would mean fewer air traffic controllers, fewer TSA and customs agents. That could...
These are the stories. This is the station. KDKA.
Let me remind you again, it is 412-996-3466. Is the best way, divorcerealityexpert.com, Nan, to get a hold of you.
Yes. Okay. Yes, go to the website. Rob, we saw you hanging on there as Rob called in from O'Hare. Rob, make sure you get to me at the phone number, 412-996-3346, and we'll get you whatever question you have. We couldn't get to it on the air today. Rob, I want to thank KDKA. The listeners, I'm so glad that I've been able to work with a good deal of them so far, and we're out there. We're making moves.
You help people, man.
We are putting some smiles back on, and I love what I'm doing every day. I'm only supported by the teams of people that I have working with me, and you know what that is, everybody from the attorneys, the accountants, the real estate people to dating experts. I mean, we get it all taken care of for you, so.
Is Pennsylvania, in closing, one of the easiest states to make a divorce happen where it's more fair than any place else in the country, do you think?
We're an equitable distribution state. I don't really care what goes on in other states. All I got to worry about is what's happening right now, right here. This is where we're sitting. Let's get it resolved right here.
Thank you, Nan.
Thank you.